This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Joyce Goh and Tan Chung Han. Trade tensions between the world's two largest economies reached a new level on Friday. The US imposed a 25% tariff on some $34 billion worth of Chinese imports, with China retaliating in kind. In fact, China accused the Trump administration of starting the largest trade war in economic history. On the line is Stephen Innes, head of trading in Asia Pacific for Awanda in Singapore. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Stephen. Stephen, do you see this as the start of a full-blown, all-out trade war?
That's the unknown right now. Obviously, the markets dismissed the opening salvo of the U.S.-Sino trade war as dated news. So what we're all really looking for is further escalation. But the one issue we have is that the U.S. aren't showing any signs of backing down from this aggressive posture concerning trade, which has still got the market incredibly nervous. And, you know, we all know things will get very ugly if they start laying on higher tariffs again, because this will just completely lead down to a path of a slower growth, global growth narrative. And not to mention, it'll just dent relationships between both Beijing and Washington at a critical time when negotiations with North Korea are continuing to press on. So there's a lot at stake here, and the market really hopes cooler heads will prevail.
Stephen, were you surprised by the lukewarm response on the market, considering there was such a build-up to last Friday?
Well, you know, we were sort of not really overly surprised because the markets weren't really reacting to the first salvo. I think everybody had expected it to be priced in, and I think what we were looking for was more of retaliation from China. And they came in as expected, but it wasn't overly aggressive. So, you know, there is some thought here that cooler heads could prevail. And I think this is what kept market sentiment somewhat neutral on the initial wave of tariffs.
Well, Stephen, this week China is set to announce several economic data coming out from them. And could this give markets more clues about their ability to withstand a full-blown trade war?
Yeah, well, you know, the China's response to the U.S. administration on trade policy is keeping the headline tickers working overtime. But, you know, growth remains mainland's biggest priority. Hence, the markets will be extremely focused on this week's Tier 1 economic data prints to pick up some more exacting signposts for evaluating China's economy. There's a lot of concern around the growth narrative from China. But they still are a very, very strong country, you know, on the economic front. But my feeling here is if we have a subpar reading this week, this might waken Main Street up and eventually start to take notice that all is not well in China. You know, if we start looking under the hood here, there appears to be big trouble in big China as the authorities continue to grapple with pulling back stimulus created by these state-run banking machines that have just put way too much money at risk in the system. And, you know, when we start boiling and escalating trades wars to this scenario, it does suggest that Main Street is missing the bigger picture here. China risk, from my seat, remains completely underpriced, and we could be heading down a path of a possible asset bubble. I know we've been talking about this for years, but, you know, we add this trade narrative, and if trade starts to escalate, it certainly can't be good for the mainland's economy, especially when China continues to deleverage.
Stephen, are we actually able to distinguish the two, say, concerns over trade tensions versus, you know, how we view the domestic economy? Because I think that the fear out there in the markets is that these trade tensions will then filter into the domestic economy. So which one do you think has greater sway here on the markets, trade tensions or domestic economy?
You know, fundamentally, the central banks are going to take their cues from the data. One key aspect that we're going to be looking for, because, you know, it's still quite the unknown what the effect of a trade war would be, or even projecting what a full-blown trade war would end up looking like. So what we're looking at are basically sentiment indexes that are revolve around either purchasing manager indexes, or even more specifically this week, we'll be concentrating on the University of Michigan U.S. Consumer Sentiment Index to see if they're starting to you know, see signs of nascent signs that this trade war is starting to affect the base level of the economy. Now, if these indexes start to point negative, this will raise some red flags around the Feds in particular. So, you know, we'll have to keep an eye on how these forward-leaning data projections are running to really confirm that view.
All right, so just to be clear here, we had U.S. non-farm payrolls out on Friday, and then looking ahead to this week, you got CPI out of China due out tomorrow, all the way up to on the 13th, you've got external trade data out of China. So again, just to be clear, it's not so much about, you know, what has happened in the past, but how these prints will read in the future. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we got through the another Goldilocks NFP by all accounts, where the job, the unemployment level was very solid again, and lots of jobs are being created. But again, there was no wage growth, inflation, and this is, you know, concerning the fact that the Federal Reserve Board are just going to stay the course and not really accelerate the pace of interest rates, and this could, you know, dent U.S. dollar sentiment. However, you know, we have the CPI coming out this week in the U.S., and I think this could give the greenback a jolt in the arm if inflation does pick up. China's story remains very, very prominent in the region because, you know, we've been suffering five consecutive months of capital outflows from all the local currencies, and I think it's partially due to trade war, but when you have an extension of that length of capital outflows, it tells me there's a structural shift, and my view is this is really structurally based on the market's changing outlook towards China, because China has such a big influence in the region. So I think we need some positivity on the data front from China, which could lend support to the regional currencies, and this is what we're hoping, to get the regional markets back up and running on a positive tone, getting capital inflows coming back into the market. Until that point, I think the local markets are going to remain, quite muted as far as appeal goes.
That was Stephen Innes, Head of Trading in Asia-Pacific for Wanda in Singapore. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.